Now, Tom, let's just tie these fellas up. I have an idea that'll maybe help change their attitude a bit.
Watch what you're doing.
Swiftly, the ranger moved to bind each man, hand and foot. Then, while Tom and Dottie stood guard over the group, Chick gathered sticks from the barn and began to kindle a fire. Into the fire, he placed a pair of branding irons. The prisoners watched him nervously and glanced at each other in alarm.
Hey, now what the devil are you
Be
thinking?
Surprised how tough some men are. Sometimes you can burn two or three fingers off a man, or even an ear, before he starts to talk.
Beaudry took an iron from the fire and crossed to where Dottie's attacker stood, bound hand and foot.
You now. Wonder how tough you are. Does the smell of burning flesh make you fellas sick?
Well, what are you talking about, huh?
Even bothers me sometimes, but not right away. Takes a while.
Now, see here.
If any of these men start to move, Tom, just start shooting.
I've got them.
Wait a minute. Now, I don't believe you'll do this. I don't believe you'll burn anybody. But if you take us in, we're going to stand up in court.
And Tatum's got the court in his hip pocket.
I'll quote you. So will the youngsters. He won't have any court in his pocket. He'll be in jail.
Yeah, but you can't do that all alone.
I think I can handle it. But if anything happens to me, or if I need more rangers, they'll come a-running. We started working on this case when Josh Pettibone was in jail. We've got enough to hang half of your bunch. But the Tatums will be first.
Well, like I say, I don't believe you'd burn anybody.
The wiry man looked into Beaudry's black eyes and shook his head.
And then again, maybe you might. What I'm saying is, if I talk, can I get out of this?
Wait a minute, Larry.
Now, that depends on what you tell me, mister.
Well, supposing I give you a signed statement, huh? Will you give me a running start?
I will.
Laredo, for God's sake,
you... No. You boys do what you want. I'm getting out of this. I ain't gonna have my neck stretched for nobody. And I'm surely not gonna stand up there in court. It was all Nero Tatum's idea.
Now, wait a moment. Dottie, you put that pitchfork down and go get pencil and paper.
Sure thing, mister.
Tom, watch him close now. The young lady is gonna write down everything you say. Then we're gonna get you to sign it. But first, we're gonna swear you by this here Bible I've got, just for special occasions like this.
The men watched in silence. One of them twitched anxiously.